I'm Omnic Omnic. I come from the planet that you know as Venus, but not from the physical society. At the time it was a physical society, I didn't exist there. I was born when it had progressed to a higher level. It now exists on the astral. That's where I was living. I was living there as a child. I looked like a small child on Earth, even though I had lived there 130 Earth years. And then I was asked by my masters and spiritual teachers, would I come to planet Earth and as an experiment see how that physical life affects a person who originally had an astral body and manifested a physical body to live in the physical universe. And so I was excited as a child. I thought it would be an adventure. And they said I had karma. I was a little girl here whose name was Sheila. And so they started to prepare me, teach me about her family. And I got spiritual permission to accompany her soul in the birth process. And therefore, I received a genetic imprint so that I would have identical features and similar characteristics to her. And I was like an unborn twin. My soul accompanied her birth. It was a process that was allowed because the spiritual masters said it was necessary to clear up a karmic connection that her and I had had. At one time, she was my twin sister in France on Earth. They had a revolution, and I was working for the people and against the government, and they wanted to behead me, and my sister stood up and said she was I when they came to the house so that I could continue my work. So she died in my place. And in this life, Sheila would have a bus accident at 7 years old on the way to her mother from her grandmother. And so I would continue in her place. I replace her.
Short comment on that. This is a typical example and a walking process that the cosmic gardeners use in such cases when there's a special mission or task to do.
With her family, it was assumed that they would take me to the location where the bus accident happened, and they would just replace me as her, because she had died during the bus accident and burned. And so the exchange was made.
Here a new comment. The Lobsang Rampa book, The Rampa Story, from half a century ago, tells exactly of such a planned body takeover, where the born Englishman, or say the former inhabitant of the body, wished to leave, and the Tibetan masters had arranged for the soul exchange into this body, so that the soul astral body of the Tibetan initiated Lobsang Rampa could use it for his long planned mission to spread the ancient wisdom into the spiritual ignorant Western countries.
But first, when I first came to Earth with my uncle Odin, who also has a physical body, he works as a scientist on a big mothership outside the Earth's perimeter, and he accompanied me, and my first stop was Tibet, and I stayed there for 1 year to learn English and to adjust to the physical body in a monastery that is primarily for that reason. It exists on many different levels, and so it's easier to adjust to the physical vibrations. And so I went there to learn to use my vocal cords and to learn how the body functions, which is all, the whole story is told in detail in my book, which is available. It was written in the 60s and published in 1991 by a UFO researcher and Air Force colonel named Wendell Stevens in America. And then I got invited to Germany, and from there I got a publisher who published the book, and then I wrote two more books while I was in Germany, And I stayed there for like 11 or 12 years, working and doing tours. And recently, another German publisher redid my book, and it's a trilogy with all three of the books that I published in Germany in English. So now it's available on the market, called the Venusian Trilogy, and every detail of my life and what I've experienced is in the book, which people get really excited because they feel a great connection to the astral dimension, because it's so much more wonderful than living on Earth, and I talk about it a great deal in the book.
Yeah, I read the two first parts of it, your life in Venus and your life in here on Earth, and it's very, very fascinating.
Yeah, and the one on Earth, you need a box of tissues. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, you had a rough time.
Yeah.
Much rough time here on Earth.
Yeah, that was because I agreed to give Sheila the chance to be free of her karma.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been hers.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So one supported photo of you was on the cover of a magazine. Was it known then that the cover actually showed a woman from the planet Venus?
Yeah.
Yeah. What magazine was it?
I was on several in Germany.
In Germany also?
I was in Germany on the cover of Das magazine,
uh-huh.
Which is a magazine in Switzerland that comes out with a newspaper.
Yeah.
I was on the cover. Okay. And I was on in Frau Actuel and Der Spiegel.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that book as well.
Yeah.
I was in many magazines. But when I was on the cover in America, I was just a model and a waitress. Nobody knew who I was except my family.
Yeah, that's also what I talked about.
And close friends. That's the one. Nobody knows that.
You were a pretty blonde, but they didn't know that you
no,
had
of course not.
A certain origin.
No.
It was too early.
Yeah, it was not the right time.
And you first spoke in public about your extraplanetary origin at the UFO conference in Tucson, Arizona in 1991 that was organized by the famous UFO investigator Wendell Stevens. So how did you feel?
Yeah, he published my book.
Yeah. So how did you feel about that appearance, and how were the reactions you experienced?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because I was nervous, and Wendell had went through all this trouble to let me walk around with Sheila Gibson tag, and on the other side was Omnic, but I wasn't supposed to show nobody.
Yeah.
And they had to guess who I was.
Yeah.
And the only person who guessed was from Germany, Michael Haysen, a ufologist, I think, from Germany.
Yeah.
And he walked over and said, "Hello, Omnic, welcome to Earth." And I said, "How did you know who I was?" He said, "Just the way you look, I seen you," and I said, "That has to be her." And
yeah.
I was surprised because I hadn't made any public appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the last speaker on the program.
Yeah.
Wendell had planned it that way. He planned this whole thing like a surprise.
Yeah.
And it went over very well.
Yeah.
And I had a standing ovation. I had one man who was asking me, "Do you expect people to believe this and all that?" And I said, "You know what? I can't prove anything to you. I only have my story and my knowledge, and you have to accept that as a reality. And you must be interested or you wouldn't be in the audience, but I'm not going to waste my time or the other people who came to hear arguing with you or trying to convince you." That was it.
Yeah.
And of course I got people applaud, and they were really happy because I did it in a kind way, but I told them I didn't care. My attitude was, I don't care if you believe me or not, because it doesn't change my story or who I am. But I won't argue with you or, you know, because there's no use. You can't prove anything anyway if people don't want to be proved. And I said, people have to decide for themselves. I can just tell a story, and it's up to them to decide. That's how I feel.
Yeah. So, through Wendell Stevens, around that same period, you met a guy named Derek, who later has appeared in public under the codename Connor Orion. He had been a guard at the secret S4 location. whether they kept extraterrestrial craft, extraterrestrial
life, yeah, I met visitors. Him once.
So did you go towards the East Coast with him and Wendell Stevens to try to find some photo documentation from VS4?
No.
Oh, you didn't go?
No, I went to the West Coast, but I only made appearances in different parts of California.
Okay, I see.
And interviews with, like, Marina Popovic and stuff.
Yeah. She came from Russia, or she stayed in the U.S.?
She was on a tour in America.
Yeah.
And she heard that I was there at the UFO Congress. And they were trying to do an interview with the TVs and stuff, and she ran over to me and then gave me a big hug, and we were like two children.
Yeah.
And they were wanting to know who I was, so then I got a lot of publicity plus, you know.
Yeah.
Because they were wondering why she was so interested in me, and she didn't speak English at all.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't speak Russian, but we communicated.
Oh, really?
Telepathically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was wonderful.
She was always, she's a cosmonaut. She had been out in space.
Yeah, and she was very, very interested. She was excited to meet me.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
She said she knew absolutely there were people from other planets.
Oh, she was cosmically connected.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see. So, before coming to Earth in your present incarnation, was it considered for you to live in another country than the U.S., like Canada, Hungary, or Peru?
No.
It has to be the U.S. to take the place of this Sheila Gibson?
Yeah, right. It was the connection to her and her family.
Yeah, I see.
So that's why I grew up where I grew up in America.
Yeah, since it was the connection with her, it was, you also got her family?
It was the karmic connection, sure.
Yeah, I see.
Otherwise, I would have chose a different place, I'm sure.
Yeah, not a such a rough place, yeah. So, you had previous lives here on Earth. You were a dancer in Egypt during the pharaohs?
Yeah. Oh, I was living in the time of Atlantis and Lemuria at that time.
Oh, you also lived there? And then?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was in Egypt. I was an American Indian. Mm-hmm. I've been on Earth many times.
Because you can, you have soul memories, so you remember all your previous incarnations?
Yes, I do.
So, how was
it? Yeah. And when I see souls, I know them. Even if I don't know them physically from this life, I have a connection to them usually from another time.
Yeah.
So, every meeting I go to, it's like meeting friends I haven't met.
Oh, yeah.
A reunion, yeah.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So, how was it like in Lemuria? It was more high-tech than the Earth is today?
Much.
Yeah.
Much more consciously aware. They were spiritually aware people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were some sort of colony coming from another place in the galaxy?
Yeah. They were a mixture from Mars and from Venus. And there were some Palladians, I think. They all lived in Lemuria.
Yeah?
Yeah. There was a big space. Most of the, at the time, the Earth was young, and most of the colonies here actually came from other planets in this solar system.
Yeah.
Because their planets were going into the dormant state where they wouldn't support physical life, so they migrated to Earth.
Mm-hmm. I see. So what caused the destruction of Lemuria?
It was an invasion of Palladians. Mm-hmm. It's mentioned in my Unknown History,
yeah,
which Anya is going to make available through her publication.
Yeah.
They were wanting the technology, which they wouldn't share, because they said you had to have a certain awareness. Because this technology was misused, they didn't want it used for war purposes.
Yeah.
And so they invaded Atlantis and Lemuria in a warlike way to take the technology, and that's what happened. And it's all in detail in my book.
Okay, so I thought Lemuria maybe went under, was destroyed before Atlantis. It was some sort of war.
They destroyed their own technology.
Okay.
To prevent them from having all the technology.
Mm-hmm.
They took some of the technology and they genetically manipulated humans and divided the brain into two halves. Mm-hmm. And nullified the half that operates in connection with the other dimensions and the extraterrestrial ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And so they only left intact the part that functions in the physical here.
Mm-hmm.
And human beings haven't been the same since.
So it's like people descended from Lemuria, although the place was somewhat destroyed. I've learned it, it's now below the Gobi Desert in Asia, but people kept breathing from the Lemurians.
Well, a lot of the people escaped into the center of the earth, so they still reside, and they're still totally have everything intact, and they're waiting for the transformation of the earth.
Okay.
So they can rejoin the humans on the surface.
Okay, so there are humans living inside the earth?
Yeah, I don't know so much about that because that's not within my realm of knowledge, but
yeah.
I know they exist because of the history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do they like escape from Earth from time to time? If they have to some high technology, they might have spaceships and some hidden openings just to.
They have openings. I don't know exactly what they do if they come out in their ships and they go to different places. I'm
yeah.
sure they do. I'm sure they explore,
yeah.
but I'm not positive. I don't know much about it. I'm sure there are books written about this.
Yeah.
Short comment. Yes, books are written, and for nearly a half a century ago, the book As It was written by Lobsang Rampa, which deals with this inner earth civilization and the artificial made tunnels into the deep earth.
People have written stories about them. They know more than I do.
So they don't come up here on this on the surface to just mingle with ordinary humans.
No, because people on Earth, you know, they have controlling societies, religions, and so on, and people don't have much freedom, and they're not very aware spiritually.
Yeah.
So they're waiting for the transformation and the change on Earth to
yeah.
take place.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So I've learned in that in Atlantis it was a bit more, it was not so spiritually enlightened as in Lemuria. It was more like negative use of misuse and technology and such things. But those were done by the invaders, or who was the Atlantis story?
Yeah, there was the invaders who came and infiltrated the society.
Mm-hmm.
And created divisions and negative instances within the society.
Yeah.
And corruption, yeah.
Okay. So, and these invaders, were they humans?
The Pleiadians.
They were human Pleiadians, or were they another species?
No, they were Pleiadians.
Mm-hmm.
Pleiadians have seven different planets, and they're very divided, and
mm-hmm.
half of them are very controlling, and half of them are very spiritually aware.
Yeah?
Yeah.